This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm recording right now. He's on the move. It's like watching a movie where they have they're not using the Steadicam. They've got the camera bolted and mounted, and they're traveling the camera. I don't like that look personally. I think it looks kind of cheesy. Spike Lee used it on Inside Man when somebody got it was a big revelation. You can use it occasionally. It's all right. Now he's sitting down, and he said, "All right, how is it?" And it seems fine. But I'm not the producer. Well, you can go ahead and start. I'm keeping this one because this stuff is gold so far. We watched Michael move down the hallways of his house. You know, you notice there's like specters came out of the wall behind you and you moved down the house. I'm sure you know about that though. So I'm not going to lean on that.
Oh yeah, I got a haunted house.
Yeah. Specters.
All right. Yeah, you said specters. So I understood what you meant. You meant the specters, the phantoms.
Yeah, specters.
I'm opening it up right now because we've already wasted so much time.
Well, we wasted time.
I feel like I've already screwed it up.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I already screwed it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, tell them what it is. Tell them what it is. Tell me you're opening it up.
The blast of heat that I was looking for. You know, I was looking to exfoliate a little bit. I was looking to clean out the pores a little bit.
Sure. Didn't happen. But you know what? We, ladies and gentlemen, normally, traditionally reveal the snack about an hour and a half into the podcast. Not today. Tell them, Magic.
Today we've been right into it. Orville Redenbacher's Gourmet Popping Corn.
Now you know. Bang, ba-dong, ba-dang, ba-dong, ba-dang, ba-dang, ba-dong, ba-dang, ba-dang, ba-dong, ba-dang, 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 ba-dong, ba-dang, ba-dong, ba-dang, ba-dong, 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 ba-dong. That's what happens when you do it early. Guys, we got hot buttered popcorn.
Well, now it's just warm. I mean, it just came out of the microwave, and it's already just kind of warm.
Well, as my dear pa would say, you were faffing around with your microphone, and now it's just warm. It went from hot buttered popcorn to warm buttered popcorn.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like when it's hot.
Well, then.
I mean, I could do a new bag, but then what?
New bag.
Then it's not really a fair. It's not really a fair test.
Look, you keep talking.
You were
faffing around on the microphone. I couldn't wait. Listen, folks, this is like what a connection between your sensory, your sensory and your need with microwave popcorn, right? Because it fills the house a good 30 seconds with the smell, a good 30 seconds before it's even ready, and you're like need one. Then how many times? Here's what you do: you reach in, ow! You're too quickly. You want to get it. You burn your fingers on the bag. You don't care because you're like, you know what? That'll heal. But I need the popcorn, right?
I like getting a face full of steam.
Sure.
I like being worried when I open it.
Sure. You've always
like thinking to myself, oh, this could go bad. I could lose some eyesight with this.
Yeah. You love a face full of steam. You're always like, Schwitz, turn it up. Let's go, Tommy. Give me a face full of steam. Hey, you know what we're doing? We're snacking on the mic. This, by the way, folks, I don't know if we even got to it. This is the Mike and Tom Eat Snacks podcast.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mates with my good friend, Mahayana.
And my good friend,
yeah.
And we're eating the Orville Redenbacher's. This is the gourmet popping corn. This is the buttered one. And I mean, there's no question. There's a lot of they stick a lot of butter on these kernels.
They warn you when you're sticking the thing in. They're like, beware, hot oil and whatever the heck they say on the package. Because like, this is gonna hurt you. We got real butter, oil, all the stuff.
We're like, well, they don't say anything about real butter on the bag. It just says hot oil and steam.
Hot oil. Yeah, hot oil and steam. So you can get a steam, a face full of steam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the bag size? Like, any mention of butter? Well, I guess that would just fall under ingredients. They wouldn't say butter.
No mention of, I don't have the box in front of me. I just have the bag. I should have, right. I'm not moving again, by the way.
No, you I'm got not moving the box, here. Don't you? Nope. Because what do Fair you do? Enough. When you're making the popcorn,
you take right? the package out of the box, you heat up the bag, and then you go wherever you're going to go. You don't bring the whole box with you.
No, sir. No, you don't, sir. Yeah,
let me tell you something about karma. You want to hear something about karma?
Oh, my God. I love karma.
So last time, you ripped up your dick, right? You had to have surgery about it. And
hey, you had to have surgery about it.
You had to have surgery all about it.
You had to have surgery about
now it's still bothering you? It's probably because only a week later, right? You still
yeah, only a week later, somebody slices you up and, you know, fixes stuff hurt. Inside you, goes into your abdominal wall, sews up your abdominal yeah. wall, then comes back out, sews you back up again, and says, off you yeah. go. You don't recover from that, like, right away.
Takes a minute. So last podcast... Oh, I was having a good laugh at your expense. Oh, did I enjoy it?
You I know, still seeing got, you in I still pain,
seeing you doubled over.
Yeah, that was fun for you.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. You know, yeah. nothing better than seeing a friend in pain. I think we can all agree. Nothing better than seeing a friend in pain.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying that. I'm glowing from that for sure, days. Sure. You know.
Yeah, that was the thing that sustained you. That kept you going. A good friend in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to keep me going, but that did.
Yeah.
So then, Sunday night. Now, we're recording this on a Thursday.
Okay.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
The wife makes a pot roast, and I like a good pot roast.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Just a good cut of meat. Yeah. And then at the end of it, she says, hey, we should have something with this, maybe some polenta. She makes some polenta.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
It's terrific. Just a terrific meal. We eat the meal, and then something goes screwy for me.
Uh-oh, what?
Something goes real screwy for me.
Something goes sideways?
Yeah, real sideways. I feel like it was the polenta that did it. Because the polenta was slightly undercooked, and it's just corn. It's just cornmeal, you know?
Sure. What?
Piece of cornmeal or something. Got in my tooth, something happened. Next thing I know, I'm in a lot of pain. I feel like I got punched in the face, that kind of pain. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's not good. When you feel like you got punched in the face, that's almost never good, right?
No, almost never.
So I'm
never.
Like, well, almost never. So I'm thinking to myself, well, sleep it off, you know? Because that's usually happens with mental pain.
That's a move. Yeah, if you're in pain, yeah. Figure some way to not sleep address it. Off. It. Ignore it.
That's
yeah.
right.
Ignore sleep it off, kid.
I'm in terrible pain. Terrible pain. So I take a handful of
Tylenol, Motrin,
yeah.
Aleve.
Yeah, one of those. I don't know. Some yeah. pill. I take a handful of pills, and I sleep on it. And I can't sleep. It's just so painful. I can't. And any position I go to, I feel like my mouth hurts. Like somebody socked me right in the jaw. Nobody socked me in the jaw. So the next day, I think to myself, well, best course of action at this point is probably to ignore it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because now the pain has doubled. It's shown that I'm not going away. I'm going to stay here. And so you have two choices. One, go address it directly. Two, ignore it. And you pick the right one.
Thank you, buddy. And it means a lot to me to get that kind of confirmation from you that I made the right choice. So I ignore it. And what I find is if I take more pills, the pain doesn't really bother me so much.
Aha.
So I've gone from two pills to four pills.
Smart.
And once I saw the four pills, like I can get by 4, 5, 6 hours, no problem.
This is you've got your playbook set out for life now. You're fine.
That's what
and
I'm thinking.
If the pain increases, thinking. You can just jump to the next level of painkiller. You just keep
then
going.
Then it's just more pills.
Yep. So you figured it out.
But the pain didn't increase. The pain has stayed at a steadily intolerable level for the last few days of me doing this. So then yesterday I thought, maybe I should do something about this because I'm running out of pills.
Oh, see, there you go. But supply and demand. Yeah.
Supply and
demand. And the supply chain is it's under duress these days. So I get it.
By the way, I'm eating the popcorn as we go.
The box.
But I can't chew it. I can't chew the popcorn, you understand? I kind of got to gum it a little
bit. Hang on a second. Wait, there's no solution where like you broke down, went to the hospital and say, oh, you're dying. The guy, the doctor goes, oh, you're dying. You got tooth dying. That wasn't the thing?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. But wait, you're talking about eating the popcorn right now.
Because I don't want to ignore the entire foundation of the podcast, despite the fact that I'm in pain.
Right.
I still got snacks to eat.
Sure. That's it?
Yeah, so I'm letting you know that I'm eating it as we're going. I'm reaching in and by the way, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
okay.
good popcorn.
You know, when you went like this, I thought I saw something in your tooth.
You thought you saw what?
Yeah. I think maybe your problem is you got like something stuck in your tooth.
Nah, that's what I was hoping it was. I thought, oh, maybe if I just floss, I'll be fine. Nah, that wasn't the problem.
Interesting.
So yesterday.
So okay, go ahead.
I'm running out of pills. And I say to myself, maybe I got to go see a dentist, you know? Mm, but here's the problem, Tommy.
No dentist in Georgia.
I'm scared of the dentist.
Oh, there you go. That's good. That's a perfect reason to not go to the dentist. You're scared. That's what most people don't go to the dentist because they're scared of the dentist. Why? Because of the needle. Right. Nobody wants that.
The needles. And I know that if he even touches the tooth, it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Can't even touch it. If you touch it, it's going to hurt.
And you're like, you quack.
Yep. So I go to the dentist.
Oh, you do go.
I go to the dentist.
Quick question. Quick question. Can I ask you a question? I have a question.
Yep.
So you moved. You and I both know that most dentists are in there to hurt you, right? Like Steve Martin.
That's right.
And
Little
Shop of Horrors.
That's the name of the game.
They're like, what profession? Oh, I got it. No, I'm sadism. I'm in. This is great. Okay, this is cool. So that's 50-60% of the dentists. The other people are family dentists who are congenial, but they can't do their job. Well, I think if we pull out maybe 4 or 5 of these guys, I used to do this on your pa and your pa before him and his pa. I used to take out all their teeth. Sure. Now sit down. I'm going to give you a quick shot of gas and a needle. Wait, you're going to do. So you got your choice. Now you recently moved from the wilds of Connecticut down to the blue state of Georgia. So suddenly when you move, it's like, well, I don't have my doc anymore. I don't have my dentist. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is like, how do you sift through, you know, the 50% that are trying to kill you to get to the one that is going to be beneficial to this situation?
The answer is going to surprise you.
You roll the dice.
I Google best dentist in Savannah.
Oh, okay? Smart.
Okay. Some names come up and there's an ad. One of them is just a promoted ad. I click on the promoted ad because I'm thinking, well, the guy must have some money. He's probably a pretty good dentist, you know. He's taking out ads.
Yeah.
I click on the ad, and I'm going over his website. I'm looking at it, but then
I'm hoping it's something like, fast cars, Al's fast cars,
close.
And dentist.
You're close.
Okay.
On one of the headings of his website, it says the Tony Hawk Experience. I think to myself, oh, this is my guy. This has to be my guy.
That one got me.
He's bent over. He's in pain.
This is my guy. The Tony Hawk Experience. Yeah. That's my guy. That's my guy.
What do you think I do? I click on the Tony Hawk experience. I gotta see what that is.
Sure.
I want to have the Tony Hawk experience. Well, turns out Tony Hawk was in Savannah, knocked his tooth out doing a skateboard trick.
Oh my
said, what dentist should I go to? They sent him to this guy. The guy fixed his tooth. I was like, if anybody knows about dental pain, it's Tony Hawk. That guy probably knocking out teeth left and right. That's all he's doing.
He's probably knocking out a tooth every morning.
Right?
Yeah.
So Tony Hawk at the end, you know, of the Tony Hawk experience, tweets out the guy's name and says he did a great job. So I pick up the phone. Sign me
up. That's your guy.
I said.
That's your guy. Hey,
that's my
guy. You can just say, hey, I was just talking to Tony. And, you know, and then the guy's like, oh, geez, I better do a good job on this guy, too. And he Googles you. He sees, like, Michael Ian Black, Twitter, 2 million followers. So he is somebody. And then he's like, but I don't know. Seems unlikely. This guy in Hawk. Of course, he did play in the NFL for 9 years. But it
nine
all
years,
seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to piece it together. You know, Georgia's a big football state, as you might know. Anyway, national champion.
So I show up. And the guy asked me when I'm sitting there in the chair, he goes, how'd you find out about us? I said, I Googled best dentist in Savannah. And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, and the Tony Hawk experience didn't hurt. And he said, nice guy. Played it down. Real nice guy, he said. I said, all right, this is my
Interesting.
Guy. So they took an x-ray.
Yep.
Turns out I have an abscess. And this is what he said to me when he saw the x-ray. Remember I said I felt like I got punched in the face? You know what he said to me? He said, did you get punched in the face? Those are his exact words.
And here's a bifurcation in the story for me. Again, it comes down to the two options. One is, there was like a couple of hoodlums fighting in the alley. And it was like, it was not a fair fight. One guy was down, the other guy wouldn't leave him alone. So I jumped in there. And while I was pulling the other guy to safety, the guy cold cocked me, sucker punched me from the side, took my teeth out. Or the second option, my wife was making a lovely polenta. So there you are. You've got bifurcation. You've got those two options. And so you answer.
Well, I said no.
Mm-hmm. I knew you would.
I didn't go into the polenta.
Yeah.
He said, normally an abscess is caused by trauma. Mm. Like somebody getting punched in the face. I said, I didn't get punched in the face.
Maybe
I didn't want to lie to
that.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe this guy, that's his favorite obsession. He's like, hey, Tony, so did you get punched in the face? No, it's a skateboard accident. But did somebody punch you? Or did somebody punch you when you were down, you didn't notice?
They reached over
and punched you. You know, hey, so kid, how old are you? 5? Uh-huh. And the baby teeth need to come out. Did somebody punch your face? No, I'm 5. Yeah, 5-year-olds get in fights all the time. Nobody punched your face? She says, I'll punch your face. Anyway, go ahead.
I said, no. He said, well, it just struck me that it really felt like I got punched in the face. Because I had been punched in the face before, and this is what it felt like. But that was years ago. That couldn't have caused this.
And I was drunk. Anyway, keep going.
I was not drunk. And so he said, well, you're going to have a root canal. And I said, oh, no.
Now he's the worst dentist in Savannah.
Well, now he says, I got to send you to somebody else. I don't do root canals. There's people who do it. That's all they do is root canals. I got to send you there. So as soon as we get done with this, I got to go get a root canal. And what I said to the person when I booked the root canal, I said, and just so we're clear, I'm not going to be conscious for this, right? And they said, oh, no, you'll be conscious. And I said, oh, no.
Did you mistakenly Google worst dentist in Savannah?
I guess.
You're going to be conscious for your root canal?
Yeah, well, they said it's like having your tooth filled. You know, they said it's the same as that kind of, except they're sticking needles up into your skull and draining abscessed pus out of your head.
You know what's interesting is when I got my hockey injury and I ripped open my abdominal wall and the intestines were sticking through. That was 1/90th. 1/90th? Like that was like it's incomparable to what you're going through. Like I think I look at you with such abject sympathy. I'm like, wait, you gotta go. Like, I really do. I'm like, boy, I mean, for a while I was like, this sucks. But now I'm like, hey, man, you ripped up your gut and you dodged, you train dodged some Savannah dentist not putting me under and sticking needles up into the face and draining the pus. And like, where'd this thing come from anyway? This abscess.
I think it came. What my theory is that I probably had like a hairline crack or something in the tooth already, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then I got some polenta kernels lodged in there. It split the thing. There was an abscess. I don't know. But this
is horrific.
Hey, look, shed no tears for me, Tommy. I mean, you had to go. Too late. I mean, I saw the picture. You were in a hospital gown. You had to stay overnight.
You're gonna be naked. I don't know if you know anything about root canals. You're gonna be naked.
Wait, why am I gonna be naked?
Root canal.
I'm gonna be naked.
Root canal.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know anything about root canal? They can't have any kind of fabric in there. They can't have any chance of the doctor's gonna, the dentist is gonna clip her or his, you know, wings. Like, they just need no obstruction while they're trying to get to your face, right? So, yeah, at least I had a hospital gown, you know?
So, just naked? Do I show up naked?
Yeah. What? Is this your first root canal?
This is my first one.
Yeah, you don't want to walk in there offending them. You show up naked, you know, you're from the minute you park. That's the traditional, and anybody will back me up. I get all the mateys here to like log in if they could. We need some kind of like, we got to get our producer Aristotle to have some kind of like, I don't know how they do it on like the other social medias, but you got like people like logging in comments. They're like, everyone right now on those comments to the right of the screen be like, root canal. Yeah, of course, naked from the parking lot to the parking lot.
But don't you feel, I feel like the dentist would have told me that.
Everybody is.
Show up naked.
When he says to you, let me ask you, when the best dentist in Savannah, the Tony Hawk guy goes, you have to have a root canal. Did you say, never heard of that?
No, I said, of course I've heard of a root canal.
Right. So everybody knows naked, parking lot to parking lot, naked to naked. Like it's just common knowledge. I'm surprised you haven't heard it, but I guess you've not had a root canal or been around people with root canals.
I can't tell if you're messing with me or not because I don't want to do the wrong thing here.
Listen, I'm not messing with you. You're my guy. We do Mike and Tommy snacks together. We walk down the great snack aisle of life together. I don't want to screw you up before. Like, you're probably in like, I remember when I was going in to the hospital a week ago, you know, you're a little anxious, and you're probably a little anxious. The last thing you need.
I'm really anxious.
Really anxious. You need one of your, last thing you need is you need one of your best pals messing with your mind, playing some kind of stupid practical joke that he's going to film, right? And like put it on like, you know, YouTube or whatever and do some blurring. Like, you don't want that. Like, you want somebody you can rely on. And I'm that guy for you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. My fear is like, okay, let's say I think to myself, you know, maybe they do things differently where Tommy's from. Maybe it's just a whole different thing. What if I show up there and I'm fully clothed? I show up there, I'm fully clothed. And then they say, once I get there, they say, okay, well, would you mind disrobing? You got to figure there's a lot of people like me who show up there fully clothed, right?
Have you heard horror stories about root canals?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every story about a root canal is a horror story.
No, some people say it was great, it was fine. You know, like I start to finish, like I thought I was dreading it because you hear all these things. And then afterwards, I was just, I was good. Those are the people that show up naked. The other people who go in are like, I'm just gonna get my clothes off in the ante room in the back. And they're just like, okay, all right, have a nice root canal. And they're all kind of looking away and laughing. Like, I'm sure your root canal will be fine, clothed guy. You wonder why there's vagaries between a successful and unsuccessful root canal? You think it's because of the competency of the doctors, of the dentists? No, sir. It's about people showing up and like mocking the protocol and people showing up and respecting the protocol. And who do you want to be?
I want to have as little pain as possible.
Well, naked it is. Listen, here's the thing. It's parking lot to parking lot. It's nothing. Not only this, I bet while you're like walking up the steps of this place, you're going to see a couple people walking out naked, you know, and they're, after you had this procedure, usually there's somebody with you and they'll probably have their clothes bundled right up, escorting them to the car. So, you know, this is just, This is just common procedure.
All right, I'm going to do that. But if it turns out you were messing with me.
Nope. Not messing with you.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be really mad.
I think that what matters now is that you've got like game face on, right? So,
yeah.
As long as you have that and you're ready to go, you're ready to pop in there. Like, you won't even notice it. All you're going to be doing is thinking about getting this thing done. Naked, not naked.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know what I mean? It's like, let's get this thing done. Right?
Right.
Oh, one more thing. When you show up, when you open the door, you got to yell out, banana! That's the other thing.
Banana?
Uh-huh. I don't know
why. Why banana?
Ask them. Don't ask me.
Yeah, you're not a dentist.
No, I don't know. What do I know? I didn't go to school for it. I do see why, of course, you'd be naked for it. You want to make sure you get this thing done right.
I do have to say, you know, I'm on a lot of painkillers right now, so the tooth isn't really bothering me, but the popcorn's delicious.
Isn't it great? I do have the box. I sent a runner to get a box, and it does say Orville Redenbacher's Gourmet Popcorn Corp. They have a banner on the upper right that says only real ingredients. So that's good, right? Because I have to tell you, and I think maybe the viewers, and again, do we know if they're viewers? We don't. But can attest that we did Skinny Pop 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we got what we expected from Skinny Pop. I will say this Orville Redenbacher's Gourmet Popcorn is exceeding what I expected, and I know it very well. Here's another interesting thing. It says... we were talking about butter earlier on. It says movie theater butter.
Right.
Which means not butter, I think.
That's right.
So they're like movie theater butter, and they're blaming it on the movie theaters, which is a stroke of genius if you ask me. It's with movie theater butter. And then they're like, people are like, that's not real butter. They're like, those darn movie theaters. Because people read the first two words of the three words and they go like, I love going to the movies. At a theater, yep. During a pandemic, you think, oh yeah, movie theater experience, that's great. I love movie theater, positive association, movie theater butter, great, I love butter. Who doesn't love butter? Movie theater butter. And of course, it turns out that's Orville's way of getting around the fact that no butter. Another interesting thing is right beside that, in slightly less larger letters, but still capitalized, it says, naturally flavored, with other natural flavors. Is that a strange thing to write on a box?
Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Huh.
Meaning, it's here it says only real ingredients. So I can't figure out.
Well, isn't any ingredient by definition a real ingredient?
I guess you're right. An ingredient is an ingredient. If it's an ingredient, you know,
it's a real ingredient.
Conditionally, it's a real ingredient.
What's in it? What's in it exactly? I mean, you got to figure corn.
I can't figure out. I'm trying to get to the ingredients so I can see natural ingredients plus other naturally flavored with other natural flavors, which is an interesting thing to write on the box, and it's a bit of. So you ready? What's the number one ingredient?
Corn.
Yeah. Whole grain popping corn, of course. Palm oil. Yeah. Great. Bring it. Salt. Yes. Great. Natural flavors. You ready? And then it writes, including milk, which I can tell you is exactly like what, like somebody was snacking and knocked their milk into the vat. And they're like, we got to do a new vat. And someone goes like, nah. Just write it on the ingredients. And then like now they started that on the first one, they're like, we gotta throw in like Ted's shot of milk every time. So natural flavors including milk. And then I think maybe this is the thing.
We gotta figure butter's made out of milk. So that's fine.
They're churning it.
That's what butter is milk.
Color added, and then in parentheses, annatto, and then mix tocopherols, T-O-C-O, ferols, and then in parentheses, these guys are huge on parentheses. Vitamin E for freshness. Huh. out of six ingredients, out of six ingredients, three of them have parentheses. And then in another astonishing addition, like these guys could just walk away, but they don't. They say naturally flavored with other natural flavors. These guys are huge on parentheses because this one is going to knock your socks off. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ingredients, whole grain popcorn, palm oil, salt, natural flavors, including milk, color added, annatto, mixed to tocopherols, vitamin E for freshness. And then in highlighted letters, dark letters, the same font they use for ingredients, they write, contains milk. What is going on? Like, I feel we've stumbled upon something. Can you see that?
All right, yeah. So I think what they're saying is, if you just glance at the ingredients, right, you're not going to see, you might overlook the fact that some milk spilled in there. So they want to make sure that if you have a milk allergy, you know and that there's milk in there. So at the end of everything, it says, if you're just glancing, by the way, we already said it up top, but we're going to say it again on the bottom for people who aren't paying attention. It does contain milk.
What's interesting about that
to
me...
That's what I think that is.
What's interesting about that to me is like, these big businesses... Right? They're not really interested in, you know, full disclosures. They disclosed it. And here they disclosed it twice.
Yes.
And so it's interesting to me that naturally flavored with other natural flavors, and then they're like, we got milk! Hey, we got milk here. We got popcorn and milk. Yeah, get your milk. Get your hot buttered milk. Popcorn. Get your hot buttered milk. Popcorn. Right? It's interesting to me. I don't mind it.
I think it's a legal thing. It's got to say contains milk. It's like it's if it had nuts, it'd have to say contains nuts or allergies. Nobody can come to them later and say, I didn't know there was milk and butter.
But they didn't say that. They actually printed the word milk. It's like saying contain nuts and then saying contains nuts twice.
I know. I can't explain it. Maybe it's a quirk of Orville Redenbacher himself.
Maybe, yeah, exactly what I was going to say.
He was alive. Remember when I was a young man, Orville Redenbacher used to do the commercials.
Yeah.
And
that might be that.
You know, vaguely creepy guy.
Yeah, and maybe when he was developing his popcorn, he killed a kid.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Orville Redenbacher seems like a guy with secrets.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's funny is they're like, now that he's gone, how about we do, they're sitting around the boardroom, they go like, instead of now the photo, now that he's kicked the bucket, how about an artist rendition? And if you look at the box, that's what you have.
Better.
You got a strikingly kind of handsome... genteel southern gentleman there. To my recollection, not exactly what springs to mind when you thought of Orville Redenbacher. But listen, the product is, you know, this is, for popcorn that you didn't make yourself exactly, but microwave popcorn. You know, when you compare it to, for example, the Skinny Pot. And I think what they hit on was like, look, make it as real as you can. And don't worry about, you know, don't worry about the ingredients. Don't worry about the health. All right, mateys, take a knee. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So... my point is simply like, look, is it healthy? No. Is it good? Yeah. And sort of when it comes to popcorn, a lot of times that's what you want. I know Skinny Pop, like we talked about on our podcast, has sort of made their bones, but they wrote skinny in there. And yep. They're like, we're good. It's no healthier But we just decided to throw this name on the front, stamped it on, you know. Whereas Orville is not trying to trick you, except for the milk thing is a little sketchy. But he's like, yeah. Orville Redenbacher's gourmet popping corn, movie theater butter. Like, that's a little dodge right there. Movie theater butter. Oh, yeah. So not butter.
Huge dodge. Huge yeah. dodge. But, no question.
You know, and it's, you know, it's like, it's a, people, when they get the, when they get that smell coming out of the microwave, they don't care
all
about
care
that.
About.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. Look, skinny, pop, we get it. Like, you're hanging your hat on skinny.
Sure.
That's what you're hanging your hat on. You're like, this is who we are. We're the people that you can have our product. And it's, is it going to taste that great? No. But you're not going to get loaded down with calories. So it's just something you can stuff in your face and you'll be fine with it. We gave it the rare double nickel. You got the double nickel skinny yeah,
you,
pop.
You should be happy about the double nickel. The double nickel is, that's a once in a... once in a century note.
Oh, you don't, you, we don't see that very often at all. Orville's saying, look, I'm going to give you what you want. You, it's not, I'm not just buttering your popcorn. I'm giving you the worst possible version of buttered popcorn. I'm giving you the stuff that they warn you about not to get when you go to the movies. I'm giving you that. And you'll thank me for it. And you know what? I am thanking him for it. It tastes great.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I know there's milk in it. I know there's palm oil in it. I don't, I know there's triceratops in it or whatever you said. Whatever it is, it tastes very good. Even when you can't chew it properly, like me at the moment. I'm just sucking out the essence of movie theater butter.
Yeah.
I'm just,
and maybe it's a new way of consuming it, but maybe it's not bad, you know? You're getting a lot of the butter for your buck, I think, right there, you know. And you know, it's got like what's the second ingredient? Salt, or maybe it's palm oil and salt is third. But
palm oil is number two.
Sure, you got to have the oil first. Yeah, but oil and salt. I mean, come on, you know, like you picked it up.
I feel like palm oil is the worst oil.
Sure, they're like when you say palm oil, you think fronds, you think Jesus, right? You're like, oh yeah. Palms. Yeah. Palm oil. That's got to be okay, right?
Sounds healthy.
Yeah. Palm oil. Yeah. It sounds natural. Sounds healthy. They got palm oil. They got salt. But also, you think about it, you're on the great snack aisle of life and you're pulling it out of a shelf and it's bringing you butter and palm oil and all these great little cooking ingredients, you know, and it tastes, it's, what's interesting is like when you can't say fresh exactly, but when you pull it out of the bag and you get like you get that face full of steam, you cannot call it fresh, but it's sort of this, it's in this lovely kind of middle ground where you're like, for the next 2-3 minutes while it's really hot, you know, I it has its own sort of aura and it's lovely.
It's heated. And in some way that feels fresher than unheated.
Sure.
It's not. It's just, it's like space station food, really. Like, this is the kind of thing you're sitting in the space station, you want to taste a home, you put in the Orville Redenbacher's, that's as close as you're going to get.
Sure, because it feels like it could have come right out of like the, right off the pan, right off grandma's pan with the hot butter and the salt and it takes you back. And listen, there's advantages to being here in the space station. There's no doubt. Right. I mean, we're alive. Thank you. Right. Mm-hmm. That's sort of a big signifier right there. And, you know, you're going to have to have some sacrifices, you know, like you don't have the great blue and green of the orb, but, you know, you've got these comfy seats. You've got the view of other stars and, you know, in the galaxy, you know, you got a whole different little experience. You know, is your room big? No, but it's comfortable. It is not clogged with all your shit from back home. So, you know, and plus you're on an adventure. That's kind of nice.
You burn, and let me tell you something. Just as if you're thinking about going up there, bring some quarters for the soda machine.
Oh,
that's
man,
one thing you got to remember.
You know, I can remember 2 o'clock in the morning and you just got a hankering. And then you're like, all right, well, I'll just go pop down a soda. I'll use the card. Nope.
No.
You gotta have legit. They're like, look, we can't let all this extra coinage go to waste. You know what we'll do? We'll have people pay for their sodas up in the space station. And then, like, people will accumulate their coins. They'll bring them. I would say, like, you know, they have the luggage requirement. You can't go over a certain amount of pounds. I would say half of that for the experienced and veteran space station traveler is coins. You know, they've got one big thing of luggage filled with, like, metal, filled with coinage. And then, like, those people at 2 o'clock in the morning, they can go down and grab a Sprite. You know, they can get a Dr. Pepper. They can get a Coke. And, my God, hearing that thing clink in there when you're, like, just down the hall lying in your bed, and you hear, boom, the thing drops. You're like, and then, and they open it up. You're furious. You want to kill
something.
How
much technology has to go into them being able to drop a soda from the machine in a zero-G environment?
It's incredible.
You know how many years of research and development went into that?
I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard people were talking, and they said they had the space station ready to go in the 50s. Honestly, in the 50s, they had it ready to go, but they couldn't figure out the vending machine technology. Because people with the coins in, the thing doesn't come down in the zero gravity. Everybody's pissed.
Well, you're just sitting there and you're looking in the glass window. You got a Sprite just hovering there, just floating in space. You can knock on the window. You can tip the thing. You can do whatever you want. The Sprite's not going anywhere.
There's a lineup 150 strong at the complaints desk. Like, I put in a dollar. I brought all these coins and I put in a dollar and it's just sitting there. It's just sitting up top. They're like, yeah, we know. And you can't, the people thought, well, what? You know, like, this is the first thing at NASA. They're like, turn the thing upside down. No, that doesn't work either. You turn it upside down, you still just it doesn't
it's
come
still
out
gonna sit there.
Into the plank where it has there. To come out. No, it's just sitting there. Boy, people are like, how is this space station? Well, you know, good and bad. You know,
it's good.
Those guys were. It's good. Like, don't get me wrong.
It's good. Like, it's a miracle of technology. We have a space station.
You're in space.
If I had a quibble, it's that the soda machine doesn't work.
What?
The pop doesn't drop. You put your change in.
Whoa.
And you push the
change?
Button.
What do you mean change?
You need change for the soda machine. You put your change in.
You need change up in space?
Of course you need change. How else are you gonna pay for a soda? You need change.
I guess. I mean, there's some that you like, there's other ways of operating a plus. Why do they have to pay for it? Why change? Like, what's going on in the space station? They're like, listen, we found a way to cull all the extra coinage from Earth, put it up in the space station. Right. And again, it delayed this thing for decades. They were like, they would get to it and they'd lay that Earl and they'd have the boardroom meeting and they got Earl. And he'd be like sitting there, you know, in his like, you know, in his button down short sleeve shirt, just like, well,
he got the pocket protector in. He's got his abacus and his slide rule out.
We've run into certain challenges and they'd be like, people want the space station, Earl. But it's got to be a full experience. We don't want the complaints desk overflowing with people lining up going, your soda doesn't drop. I tell you what, when they fixed that, that was a great day. That was a great day for society.
Yeah, great day for everybody. And then suddenly you put the change in, you do the thing, the soda drops to the bottom. You drink that, you pop in a bag of Orville Redenbacher's, you've got yourself
now you're
an
home.
Earthy experience.
Yeah.
You're looking out.
Yeah.
You're looking down at you know, the coast of Africa. You know, you're looking down, the whole world spinning by there. Man, you're sitting pretty. There's not a seat I'd rather have than that seat right there.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're sitting
God,
down.
That's good.
Oh, it's great. You're sitting down watching the Earth rotate, doing its 24-hour rotation, you're looking down, beholding the coast of Africa, and you've got your soda. You can hear the bubbles fizz and pop. You've got your Orville Redenbacher, the waft of the buttery smell, and you're like, I got best of both worlds.
Do soda bubbles pop in space? Does carbonation work?
I gotta talk to Earl. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how that one ran out. Because that would be really, really disappointing if they fixed the soda machine.
And then you got flat soda.
Yeah, you pop that out and it's like, well, what do you expect?
I'm looking it up. Does carbonation work in space?
Yeah, you should look that up.
The bubbles of carbon dioxide in carbonated beverages aren't buoyant in a weightless environment, so they remain randomly distributed throughout the fluid even after swallowing. Even if a microgravity dispenser is perfected, and of course we know it is, there is no guarantee that carbonated beverages will be used in space. Well,
that's going to be a deal breaker. That's going to be a deal breaker for a lot of North Americans when they're like, you want to leave the planet? We got the climate catastrophe.
Can I do the do?
Am I going to be able to do the do though? And they're like, well, look, I mean, there's no guarantee. Cause that's the thing. They're like the NASA people. They're just
like, I'm good right where I am.
Well, they say that the first hit is going to be right. Actually where you are, like where you're standing, sir, is going to be the very first hit. Well, I'm going to be standing doing the do while it hits. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe that's
I'm
not
a big gulp. I'm ready to go.
I'll stand 6 feet over there. I'll stand over by that parking meter. No, sir, it's going to obliterate when it hits, the entire coast will be gone. It'll be gone while we're doing the do. And so, you know, like,
we got a seat for you up in the space station.
Okay, well, can you guarantee for me that when I pop open that fresh, and I listen, now, for all due respect, folks, I'm happy that you solved the vending machine dispensing problem. But folks, when I'm here and I'm sitting on my porch at the end of the day, and I put my feet up on the rail and I pop open the can, well, I'm gonna have some carbonation. I'm gonna have some goddamn carbonation. Now, if you can guarantee that I'm going to have some carbonation up yonder, sure, I'll jump on board.
We can't guarantee it.
Well, you can't.
We can't guarantee it.
They now, can't I mean, guarantee
we
did it.
Perfect a microgravity dispenser. We did do that. But we cannot guarantee that carbonation will work in space. God damn it.
I'm going to take my chance. Honey, they can't perfect. They can't guarantee nothing. I told you.
Well, we're staying here.
I told you. We're staying. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate the visit and the suit and all that. But have a can to go. We're gonna stay right here. Thank you very much.
Ratings?
Ratings?
Ratings.
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 Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. You can't rate, can you? Okay, rate.
Well, you know, despite the fact that I'm in serious, serious medical distress right now,
I know you're doing your rating. I just want to interrupt and just say one thing about that. Yeah. And that is like, you know, we all know you can trust the government. But sure. Absolutely, you can trust the government.
Of course.
Always, always can, always have, probably always will.
Always will.
I think most of us are aware of that. But when the two leads of the top podcast in back-to-back weeks, I'm not saying this is a Putin thing, and that people are like, you know, spreading, you know, agents, you know, poisonous agents on doorknobs. But when the two hosts of the leading snack podcast are being admitted to hospitals and having major surgeries, and one guy has to get completely naked, it makes you wonder. It just makes you wonder. That's all. That's it. I'm just throwing that out there so that if there's people listening thinking that we're like oblivious, we're also looking into this because it seems like a hell of a coincidence. And remember, you didn't get punched in the mouth. You can't figure out, you know, all the dentists are like, I'm sure he must have got punched in the mouth. Didn't get punched in the mouth, right? And so
not that I remember.
No, and so that's not exactly not that you remember. And so is there something untoward happening? I'm not saying that there is necessarily. I'm just saying when you bring up that you're doing your rating and enjoying your popcorn while in a lot of pain, I just want it noted that we're not a couple of yokels. We're not some small town Jaspers. All right, we didn't just show up off the back of the truck and not be oblivious of every conspiracy theory. Is there something going on? I'm not saying for sure that there is.
It's a well-founded point, and one that I know the mateys are going to be looking into it. I don't want anybody to go off on a wild goose chase. I don't want anybody to stick their noses in places they don't belong.
Right. But I know that there's something.
I know that there's power in numbers. Mm-hmm. And just know that if something happens to me later today while I'm sitting there naked getting my root canal, mm-hmm. and I don't come back from it, mm-hmm. just know that.
Yeah.
That wasn't the outcome I foresaw.
Nope. No, sir. No, sir. Ratings.
Even though I'm in, you know, terrible, terrible medical distress right now. Mm-hmm. And even though I let the heat dissipate before I even got a chance to open the bag because I was having technical issues. Gumming on this Orville Redenbacher Real Movie Theater popcorn made me feel pretty good. It tasted good. I was extracting the palm oil and salt with the power of my saliva. Mm. And enjoying the experience pretty much from the jump.
Yeah.
Now, I have to balance that against how much do I love popcorn in general, which isn't a lot. I like the idea of popcorn, and I like the smell of popcorn more than I actually enjoy the experience of popcorn. The smell of popcorn, to me, is always better than the taste. Nevertheless, this was a solid popcorn experience. 6 out of 5. No. What? This was a solid... I'm on pain medication, Tom.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, yeah.
Not a 6 out of 5. That would be a 12 out of 10, and it doesn't get a 12 out of 10.
It feels like that's beyond category. You're starting to talk about the land of Oreo and homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. That's not this.
We need to get you into that dentist office. I got to tell you, you should start taking your clothes off right now.
As soon as we hang up, I'm taking off my clothes and I'm getting over there.
All right.
Popped Orville Redenbacher's movie theater popcorn, 6.5.
Okay. That shaved off a few of what I thought you were gonna come in with, but you make good points, and I'm impressed with the point. I'm impressed as always, Magic. I will say, I think the salient point is, it smells better. I don't think I'd go so far as to say it smells better than. Well, it does smell better than it tastes. I would go. It turns out I would go that far. When it comes to, like, the best popcorn you can imagine, that the taste equals the smell. Generally, that's homemade. You know, it's buttered. You can see the sea salt crystals on it, and you know that is just a orgiastic experience. That is wonderful. If you think you're going to get that walking down the great snack aisle of life, well, no, you're not, right? Unless you're picking up the individual ingredients and making them in your home. By the way, you're the home skillet, your frying pan that is like one of the classic cast irons. Then you're in business. But the fact that Orville has, and you know, Orville Redenbacher, I feel, has improved, which is another point to consider, over the years. I think they keep getting better and better and better. And I agree with Magic. When you've got that thing in there and it fills up the room, that scent is a hard bar to reach. What is the line? A person's reach should outseed their grasp, or what's a heaven for? And that sort of feels like that's what you're shooting for with the popcorn. That being said, unlike you, if the taste doesn't quite match the smell and is very difficult for it to do so, that does not stop me from grabbing handful after handful well after I'm satiated and stuffing all the popcorn in my mouth, to the point where I know when I'm at the bottom of the bowl and it's mostly unpopped kernels, I'm still going to give it a shot. because I'm going to get a salt fix. And listen, if you, what you're after is a salt fix, what's better than a heated salt fix? And with this really, like we said, the otherworldly fresh, the in-between world of fresh, they do a very good job. Orville Redenbacher, movie theater, butter popcorn, 7.
See you next week.
I hope to see you next week.
Stop and Tell You, a podcast network.